Hey everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about business analysts.
Yeah.
And we've got this really fascinating document
okay.
called The BA as a Bridge, Connecting Business and Solutions.
I love that.
I know, right?
That's a great, great title.
It's so catchy.
It really gets to the heart of what a business analyst does.
So for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar, can
yeah.
you tell us a little bit about what a business analyst is and what they do?
Yeah. So a business analyst really is that bridge right. between the business side of an organization mm. and the technology side.
So they're kind of like the translators almost.
Exactly. They're translators. They're facilitators. Yeah. They're problem solvers.
And they make sure that everyone is on the same page.
Yes, exactly.
So that the project can be completed successfully.
That's the goal.
Yeah. This document that we're looking at today.
Yeah.
Uses the acronym BRIDGE
yes.
to break down the core functions of a BA. I think it's a really clever way to remember it.
It is.
So tell me a little bit about what BRIDGE stands for.
Okay, so BRIDGE stands for Business Requirements
okay.
Identified and Documented for Growth and Efficiency.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it's really comprehensive.
Okay.
It really covers everything that a BO does.
So let's break that down a little bit, starting with the business requirements.
Right.
How does a BA help to clarify those requirements?
So the business stakeholders, you know, they have their goals.
Yes.
They have their objectives.
Mm-hmm.
They might say something like, we need to improve customer engagement.
Yeah.
But what does that actually mean?
Right.
How do you measure customer engagement?
That's where the BA comes in.
Exactly.
They dig deeper.
They ask the why.
They ask the why.
They figure out what the business really needs.
Yeah.
And they translate that into something that the technical team can understand.
It's like they're taking this kind of vague idea
yeah.
and they're turning it into a concrete plan.
Exactly. And that's so important because if you don't have that clarity,
right.
you're going to end up with a product that doesn't meet the needs of the business.
Or a product that nobody wants.
Exactly.
Which is a huge waste of time and money.
And resources.
And resources.
Yeah.
So moving on to the I and the D.
Okay.
Identified and documented.
Right.
Why is documentation so important in this process?
Documentation is key because it creates that single source of truth.
Okay.
That everyone can refer back to.
So it's like the Bible of the project.
Exactly. It's the blueprint.
The blueprint.
It's a roadmap.
And it prevents misunderstandings down the line.
Absolutely. Because if you don't have everything documented,
right.
people are going to start making assumptions.
Yeah.
And that's when things start to go wrong.
And that's when you end up with scope creep.
Scope creep, budget overruns.
Missed deadlines.
Exactly.
All the things that you don't want in a project.
Right.
So let's talk about the G and the E. Growth and efficiency.
This is where BAs really shine.
Okay.
Because they're not just thinking about the here and now.
Uh-huh.
They're thinking about the future.
Yeah.
They're thinking about how the solution can grow with the business.
So they're not just putting out fires.
No, they're preventing fire.
They're thinking ahead.
Exactly. They're being proactive.
And they're making sure that the solution is scalable.
Scalable, sustainable, and adaptable.
Which is so important in today's rapidly changing world.
Absolutely.
You can't just build something and then forget about it.
You have to be constantly evolving.
You have to be able to adapt to new technologies.
New market trends, new customer needs.
New everything.
Exactly.
And that's where a good BA can really make a difference.
They can help you stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, so we've talked about the business requirements.
Yes.
We've talked about the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the growth and efficiency.
Right.
But there's one more piece to the bridge puzzle.
And that's communication.
That's so important.
It's the glue that holds everything together.
Because if you don't have good communication,
the bridge collapses.
The bridge collapses, the project falls apart.
Exactly.
So how does a BA help to facilitate communication?
Well, they're really good at translating.
They're like the Rosetta Stone of the project.
Exactly. They can speak the language of business.
Ah.
And they can speak the language of technology.
So they can talk to the developers.
Right.
And they can talk to the stakeholders.
And they can make sure that everyone understands each other.
Yeah.
Which is so important because you don't want the developers building something
yeah.
that the stakeholders don't want.
Or vice versa.
Exactly.
So good communication is key to keeping the project on track.
Absolutely.
And making sure that everyone is working towards the same goal.
The same vision.
And that brings us to our last point.
Okay.
Stakeholder management.
This is a critical part of a BA's role.
Okay.
Because they need to keep all the stakeholders informed, engaged, and happy.
That sounds like a tall order.
It can be.
Especially when you have a lot of different stakeholders with a lot of different priorities.
That's why BAs need to be excellent communicators, negotiators.
And diplomats.
Exactly. They need to be able to build relationships.
Right.
Manage expectations.
And resolve conflicts.
All while keeping the project moving forward.
So it sounds like a business analyst wears a lot of different hats.
They do.
But they're all essential to the success of the project.
Absolutely.
They really are the bridge between the business and the technology.
The unsung heroes.
The unsung heroes of the project.
Without them, projects would be a lot more chaotic.
A lot more stressful.
And a lot less successful.
So if you're thinking about a career in business analysis.
It's a great field.
It's a great field.
It's in high demand.
It's in high demand.
And it's very rewarding.
It's very rewarding.
You get to see the impact of your work.
You get to make a real difference.
You get to help businesses succeed.
And you get to work with a lot of different people.
It's a very collaborative role.
So if that sounds like something you're interested in,
I encourage you to learn more about it.
There are a lot of great resources available online.
And through professional organizations.
And you can always reach out to a BA in your network.
To learn more about their experience.
So that's it for our deep dive on business analysts.
I hope you found it helpful.
I know I did.
It's been a pleasure.
It's always great to talk to you.
Likewise.
Until next time.
Take care.
See you later. Bye. All right. So to wrap things up, for our listeners out there, think about the projects that you're involved in right now.
Yeah.
How might a BA help to make those projects more successful?
It's a great question.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been fun.
On another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya, Alex.